the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. Closing in on Election Day in November, Democratic candidate for Governor Mikey Sherrill has picked her running mate for Lieutenant Governor Dale Caldwell. The Methodist pastor has recently been president of Centenary University and ran charter schools in Trenton and Asbury Park. Also this week, Republican candidate for governor Jack Cittarelli named Morris County Sheriff Jim Gannett as his running mate. Coming up at 4 o'clock, so literally right now, Jack Cittarelli will be live in studio with Dominski and Moore taking your questions, so stay tuned. A former Atlantic City Council president, meanwhile, is heading back to prison.
Craig Calloway is well known throughout Atlantic City's political world for his time on city council and his efforts to get out the vote. In February, Calloway pleaded guilty to New Jersey voter fraud. Appearing in Camden federal court this week, Calloway was sentenced to 2 years in prison and 3 years supervised release. The longtime political operative previously served a prison term for corruption. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A legally blind mother of three young students in the Middletown Township School District is desperately fighting to get her kids a ride on the bus to school each morning. Carolyn Bradfield says the school district won't accommodate her family.
Reaching out for help from the school district and having them deny us over and over has made that process really painful and drawn out and more difficult than it's ever been.
David Giles, an attorney for the Bradfield family, says the district is obligated to provide busing for the children under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Giles says he's been told that busing the kids isn't within the district's policy because they live within 2 miles of the school. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report, Intel is shedding thousands of jobs and workers and cutting expenses as its new CEO is trying to revive the struggling chipmaker's fortunes. In a memo to employees, CEO Lip-Bu Tan says Intel plans to end the year with 75,000 core workers. That's down from the 99,000 employees at the end of last year. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 208 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how much will this heat keep going up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. All the ingredients are coming together here. The intense heat, the rich moisture, the strong atmospheric lift. It's just a matter of where thunderstorms pop as we go through this evening. We've already seen a powerful thunderstorm in northeastern New Jersey with 60-mile-an-hour winds, with very heavy rain, and with a ton of lightning. That will happen again and again over the next few hours here. So please stay weather aware, stay alert to changing weather conditions. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for most of New Jersey until 9 o'clock this evening. So we go from steamy to stormy, and then storms will exit New Jersey later this evening. We'll see scattered clouds. At least the storms are cooling us down. We'll fall into the lower 70s. Tomorrow, a much nicer weather day. Not as hot, and I'm going for a dry forecast, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. More rain coming in for the first half of Sunday, hopefully breaking up in the afternoon. It's going to be steamy, highs lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Parsippany, 83 degrees, South Plainfield, 96. Manahawkin, 86. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Builders General. When it's time to tackle those upcoming home projects, look no further than Builders General. They have the expertise and the best home building and renovation products. Stop into one of their showrooms or visit them online at buildersgeneral.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.